do want to listen tonight to the State of the Union, you can go to KGNU's website, and we are live streaming the State of the Union there. And then don't forget to tune in tomorrow after the morning mag at 8:35. That'll be a roundtable discussion of the State of the Union. It will be moderated by Maeve Conran and Joel Edelstein, Jim Banks, Claudia Craig, and Liz Lane will be part of that panel. So the time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
Good evening and welcome to Cabaret. My name is Madeline Cave and I'm your host and my guests this evening. And you will want to tune in, have a fun evening here. And they're having some great giveaways. So please keep listening. And this is Mountain, Wild Mountain. Mountain. I almost renamed your band tonight, guys. One of the most favourite, most well-known Scottish songs is, of course, Wild Mountain Time, which I'm wondering if that's maybe where you got your band name from. But
yeah, you know, no, actually, we didn't get it from that. But no, Wild Mountain, Wild Mountain essentially is a Celtic bluegrass folk band. Americana's thrown in there at the same time. But no, the song actually, we were in a band called The Indulgers previously, Renee and I, for about 18 years, and there was a little acoustic spinoff from that called the Wild Mountain Celts. We didn't really get it from Wild Mountain Time. We just called ourselves Wild Mountain Celts.
Well, you nearly got
Celts.
It tonight. You nearly got called Mountain Time tonight.
Yeah, so we just dropped the Celts off of that because we're a little more bluegrass folk now, across the board, things have changed a little bit. So it's just Wild Mountain.
Wild Mountain. Yes. Well, thank you for that wonderful track.
No,
I'm going to let you, Mike, tell us a bit about the next song.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, this next song actually is on our brand new CD called Greengrass, which can be purchased online. Also on our website at wildmountaingreengrass.com. And this particular song, you know, Andy over there, he kind of tells us what to do and where to go. You have to put your foot down and your hands clap, and it's opposite from each other, and you got to be semi-coordinated, but most people can do this. And when they come to see us live, we ask them to participate. So you guys at home, if you're sitting down, that's okay. Go ahead.
But if you're driving, don't do it.
No, don't do it if you're driving. Don't do it if you're driving. Andy, tell us where this one is. This is called Like a Domino.
Nasty battle, throwing
Yeah, like a domino. And like I said, that's on our first album, Greengrass. You know, the whole concept of Wild Mountain when we first got started, as I mentioned, we were a Celtic band, an Irish Celtic band, and then we met David Potter, our banjo player, at a friend's pub, actually, and David was an award-winning bluegrass banjo player, and we kind of started doing our Irish songs, and he stepped in, and it really worked nicely, and we were able to, we were working at the time, also at the same time, on a video project with about a 23-piece Celtic orchestra, and Sarah Jones was the lead singer of that Celtic orchestra, and we kind of merged the two entities, the banjo, and we brought Sarah in, and we tried it, and it worked, hence Wild Mountain. And so we came from a Celtic background, and what we've done is we've taken sometimes, you know, a lot of our stuff is original, everything on the CD is original music, but what we've also done, we've got a brand new EP that's coming out, we took some of the old Irish traditional songs, and we greengrassed them out, we added a little bluegrass, but it's not bluegrass because we have a drummer. So you can't call us a bluegrass band officially. The bluegrass people look down their noses at something like that. So we call ourselves Greengrass, and everybody's happy with that. It's a little bit of a different take. And what we did on this next song, this is one of those songs, those old Irish traditional songs. This is actually coming out on a brand new EP that we're going to be releasing here shortly. And the video is just right down the pike. We just shot it this last past weekend. David over there on the banjo, he's going to talk about being married to Molly.
Are there any Mollies out there?
Yes, he's all set to go.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to KGNU Cabaret with Wild Mountain. So I asked the band in this evening because I know the lead singer, Sarah Jones. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And Sarah, I know her in her capacity as a member of the band Celtic Friends. Another member of that band is KGNU's very own Roger Hara. Roger, like me, is one of the presenters of Shulta Gael. And so when I heard that Sarah had joined a new band, I was very interested and have been following their progress. And it's great. I've not heard the band live before. You know, I've listened to your stuff online and on YouTube. So it's excellent to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in this evening.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Sarah, I'd like you to tell us a bit about the band, please. Introduce everyone.
Sure. So as Mike has mentioned already, you know, we're Wild Mountain and we consider ourselves a greengrass music and little mix of Celtic, bluegrass, Americana, and folk, kind of all blended together, depending on the song you listen to. We started about 2 years ago, actually, after everyone, well, I guess there was a band, the Indulgers, decided to part ways, and so Mike wanted to start something new, so he hit me up one day, and I remember it vividly. I was actually at the dog park at Chatfield, and he was talking about wanting to do something new, something different, and funny enough, someone had already thought that might happen, so I had already given it some thought personally, and at first I didn't know if I really wanted to do a whole band thing again, and then I thought, that's crazy, because it's always been my dream to be a musician, so I accepted, and sent me over a song, and I gave it a whirl, and, you know, testing things out, and that's really when Wild Mountain started, and we had David on banjo, and so we just started, you know, recording songs rapidly, really. I mean, it was quite a ride for that first year. And so speaking of the songs, the ones that are on the album, most of those were composed by Mike Nile. And Mike Nile plays the guitar and mandolin. Also, we call him our leader of the band. And then we also have a fiddle or violin player, depending on what gig we're at and how much other stuff is involved. But that would be Renee Fine. And then David Potter on the banjo.
Crazy banjo player.
Yeah, that's
just a crazy banjo player.
Banjo player.
He's a banjo player. What do you expect?
Well, we were glad that you ended up in the band too, because the banjo player singing an octave higher would just not have been the same as Sarah Jones. So.
Yeah. And so when the band first started out, we actually played with drummer John Ware for about a year, I'd say. I think pretty much about a year, and also Dave Sweeney on the bass. And about a year after we were going, both of them decided, you know, Wild Mountain wasn't what they needed right now in their lives, and so we had parted ways with those two and continued on, and took a little while, but we were able to find a new drummer and a new bass player, and the drummer, funny enough, lives next door to Mike, or moved in while we were you know, getting started with Wild Mountain. So that would be Andy Maroney on the drums. And then a few months later, we were able to snag up Joe Mall on the bass, and ever since then, we have been now, you know, a complete unit, which has been good because we've been able to move on and, you know, keep Wild Mountain progressing forward.
Good. Well, can I ask, have any of you been to Scotland or Ireland? Have you visited?
Well, with the Indulgers, we toured Ireland, and it was a lot of fun, actually, because we'd get a whole bus full of people. We'd take 50 people with us, and we'd just get a tour bus, and there'd be a guide, and you'd stay at top-of-the-line hotels, and each night we played, we walked in with 50 people. The pubs loved us, and the locals at first said, what the? Because there's a bunch of Americans suddenly there, but then it sure enough, by the end of the night, everybody had merged, and everybody was having a grand time, so we had a really good time, and that's something that we do plan on doing with Wild Mountain. Absolutely.
Oh, excellent.
We're going to we're putting it together. It may be towards the end of this year. We will look at something like that and see if we can. All we need to do is get 50 people.
Well,
actually, we can do it with 30, 30 to 35. Yeah. And then it keeps the rates down. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. I forget what the package was, but I think for like $1,600-1,700. It was like 7 days, hotels, the coach taking you around everywhere you want to go. And you got people that are from the place, so they're taking you to the right places at night, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's good fun.
Well, I wonder if you were trailblazers, because I know a couple of people here that do musical tours over to... Yeah, so they're obviously quite popular.
Well, you know, I got a feeling that this bluegrass stuff is going off nicely over there.
It is. It's kind of an up-and-coming sound there,
there you
I have
go.
To say.
That's what we're hearing. You know, we get a lot of radio on internet. Radio, you know, you're constantly exposed a little more so than, thank God for KGNU and some of the other places that, some of the other stations that will support the local music. But for the most part, a lot of the internet stations will hop on, and there's a surprising amount of stations from the UK, Ireland, England, both, that are jumping on board with our stuff, and they're playing it, you know, stuff like, well, our original stuff, but also like Whiskey in the Jar is really well over there. And Whiskey in the Jar is doing really crazily in this country, in the country stations too, which is very strange for me. It just kind of caught us off guard, but they're playing it.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's good.
Hey,
it's nice to get airplay.
What the heck?
Take it wherever it comes from.
And it's whiskey, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go wrong there.
I can relate to that. Yeah.
You can't go wrong there. So what about upcoming gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have a lot. It's kind of hard, like, should I list them off? Just boom, boom, boom.
Talk about a few of the faves.
Yeah. So coming up, next week on Thursday, we're going to be at Nissy's Event Center. It's Lafayette.
Not
right?
too far from here.
Yeah,
right?
Not too far from here in Boulder.
Great venue.
Yeah, we really love playing there. We have a lot of fun.
That's next Thursday?
That is next Thursday.
Well, they have great
8th.
Food, too. It's a great place. It's like a dinner theater. You can come and see some great live music and dance floor. Yeah.
It's like a dinner theater with good food.
Good food and good music, yeah.
We are going to be down in Colorado Springs that Saturday next week, also at Jack Quinn's. That's always a fun venue to go to. And then we're going to be at the Dickens Opera House on February 24th.
And that's an important one, guys. February 24th. Dickens is just a great place.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous place inside. If you haven't seen it yet, come down. And of course, we'll be playing on that one. We're playing with South DeCedars. Which is our favorite band from Fort Collins. So, you know, that's going to be a great show.
Mm. Yeah. And really, we've got a lot more gigs after that. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, but you can go to our website at Wild Mountain Green Grass. Yeah.
And don't forget, of course, this Friday we're at Local 46.
That's right, this
in
Friday.
Denver, Local 46.
Local 46.
If somebody wants to see us this week, that's where we are.
So you have your website, and of course you're on Facebook and all the usual social media platforms if people want more information about your band.
Absolutely.
Andy, I'm going to ask you to tell us about some of these fabulous giveaways that you're
having.
Oh,
wow. This is the exciting part right here. So, you know, and they just mentioned this a little bit earlier. We're going to be doing a show at Dickens Opera House in Longmont with South DeCedars. Now, we've got something really awesome about this because if you get on thedickensoperahouse.com, and go ahead and buy some tickets. The first 25 online tickets that are sold, we're going to give a South DeCedars CD and a Wild Mountain CD to those first 25 buyers for online tickets sales. We've got that list. We'll get that list, and they'll be at the door waiting for you after you purchase them online. But in the meantime, now, for right now, we're going to give away a South DeCedars CD, a Wild Mountain CD, and two free tickets to the Dickens Opera House show coming up for the fourth caller. Now, I know Madeline's going to probably give you that phone number here in just a moment. To the fourth caller, go ahead and do that. And you don't even need to come down to the station to pick those up. They will be at the door at Will Call for you with a little package with both CDs. And they're great. It's great music. I love South DeCedars CD. It's actually kind of funny. I sat and listened to it for hours on my way home some nights. So it's fantastic music. And of course, Green Grass is just a fantastic CD as well, too. Mike Nile did a fantastic job engineering this, as well as Neil Haywood from Fleetwood Mac as well. Really helped us out with that CD, and it sounds amazing. So you're going to really want one of these CDs for sure, but that's what we're going to give away here. Our fourth caller coming right up.
Okay, so stand by your phones, and once Wild Mountain, they're going to play some more of their music, and you can call 303-449-4885. I'll just say that one more time. 303-449-4885. It's also on the KGNU website. Anyway, get calling. Good luck. Here's Wild Mountain.
Let's take a ride on the old ghost train. This next song actually is another song off of our Greengrass album. Have you ever had a friend that maybe came over, stayed a day or two too long, started wearing his welcome out, got a little thin? You know, maybe a relative that came and stayed a week or a month or two too long, and suddenly, you know, you look around and you see who you've got in your house living with you, and you realize, you know what? I'm just not a lucky soul anymore. right. Thank you all out there. I can hear you clapping. Well, I think I can hear you clapping. Oh, no, never mind. It was a guy banging with a hammer next door. I'm just teasing. You know, this next song is another song off of our CD, Greengrass. You can, by the way, I guess I should mention you can pick up some free downloads, some YouTube videos, all of that on our website, wildmountaingreengrass.com. This particular song is it's one of Sarah's favorites, actually.
It is.
We're going to talk about the dust. We're going to talk about the wind. We're going to talk about smoke. We're going to talk about fire, and while David's doing an old Chinese song called Tuning, we're going to talk about other elements, but he's ready to go, so I don't have to talk much anymore. This is a song called Dust, Wind, Smoke, and Fire.
KGNU's Cabaret. Excellent. That's great fun. I was going to make a quip about tuning a banjo there, but I decided not to. I don't know.
There's a lot of those quips.
There's a lot. Well, I wasn't sure if that was true in America. I know that in Scotland, banjos, they take an awful lot of teasing. Banjos, accordions, and barons seem to be picked on. But
I know. Well, I think the last thing I heard as a banjo player was what the definition of a successful banjo player was, and it was a banjo player with has a wife with two jobs, so it just goes on and on. It really does.
No, there's so many of them. I love the banjo. My grandpa played the banjo, and I love the banjo. But what attracted you to playing that instrument?
You know, it's actually kind of a funny thing. I started playing the guitar when I was 9 years old, and which I would love to say was about 5 years ago, but it wasn't. So my guitar teacher at the time had played the banjo, and I heard him play it, and I thought, wow, that's a really cool instrument, you know? And so I picked it up, you know, and I tell you, it almost got me. It almost got me. It was so hard to play the right hand and get the fingers moving really fast. Finally, at one point in time when I was about 13 years old, I told my mom, I said, you know, Mom, I'm going to quit. I can't do this anymore. I can't play the banjo. It's just too hard. And she said, no, don't. She encouraged me. She said, don't quit. Don't quit playing the banjo. Just keep trying. Try your hard. Try your best to get through that. And I locked myself into the room and I said, Mom, I'm not coming out of my room until I can play She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain, okay? And I said, if I don't do this and I quit, then I'll quit. She said, she agreed with me. She said, that's okay. So I locked myself in the room and at the end of the day, I played She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. I got through it and, you know, it was kind of history after that.
I'm very glad for your mom. It only took you a day. If you were my kid playing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain in your bedroom, I'd have locked you in there for good, probably.
I'm sure it was painful, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a great story, though. So you have a lot of gigs coming up in Colorado, and you'd mentioned, Mike, about a possibility of doing this tour over to, it's Ireland that you're looking to go to. Are you going to be touring in the States anytime?
Well, we're certainly looking at the Four Corners region, as well as up in Wyoming and Nebraska, all of that. Anywhere we've got a bus, so if we can get on it, we can drive there within 7 to 10 hours. We're there, and we want to get out there. No, this summer we'll be doing a bluegrass festival in Evanston, Wyoming. We did it last year; it was a lot of fun. That's in June, and at the same time we're going to pop over and we'll play in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we'll play some shows in Utah as well while we're that far out there. And then we'll come back, and like I said, we've got the bus, so we have bus, we'll travel. You know, it's that kind of a situation for us.
So who does your promo, and do you do all your own promo and bookings and marketing? And
right now we are, yes, we're doing it on our own. We're looking for good management. We've got our eye on a couple of managers that we're gonna approach and talk to, but you know,
it's
we're
a green grass roots effort.
Yes, it's a full green grass roots effort. Everybody chips in, you know. Andy, drummer, books shows. David Potter, the banjo player, books shows. We're here because Sarah knew you. So everybody contributes to the to the enterprise, and it's working, you know. Especially with this last little EP that we're doing, we just released Whiskey in the Jar online on YouTube, and like I mentioned, it's just kind of taken off gangbusters. It surprised us because the Celtic world's accepting it, and clear to the country world, and that was just kind of a mind blower. Some of the songs, and one of them we're going to be doing here shortly, "Rainin' on the Run." It's one of those songs that really does cross the genres paths, and it fits a lot of people in a lot of stations. So we had that, but it surprised me with Whiskey in the Jar, and we'll see how the other stuff go. We played Married Molly, or you know, When Will I Be Married here, a little earlier with David singing, and so that's another one that's on the EP. So we're looking forward to that too.
Well, it's lovely when you're, you know, accepted and embraced by in these different genres. I mean, I have friends who are English, they just moved to Canada, called the Red Dirt Skinners, and they're kind of they're a mix of jazz and Americana, and you know, they're very, but you know, you get people in the sort of jazz world, even though Sarah won the Jazz Instrumentalist of the Year award, they were like, no, they're not, we don't want them here because they're not jazzy enough or something like that. Uh-huh. So it's kind of, you know, and one of the things I love about KGNU radio here is we don't put people in boxes. We just embrace people for who they are and their music.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're having some green grass tonight. So
we are having some green grass, and it's great fun, and it's an excellent sound. And I know that you're very busy and you're just going from success to success, so I wish you well. And we have another giveaway, Andy?
We do. We have another giveaway. You know, if you missed the last chance, the last break, you've got another chance to win. Now, just to remind everybody, too, the first 25 tickets we sell for the Dickens Opera House show with Wild Mountain and South to Cedars, we will be giving you a South to Cedars CD as well as a Wild Mountain CD. So get online, get on the DickensOperaHouse.com, go ahead and order some tickets for February 24th. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful night to remember. But you know, I tell you, we really also want to thank KGNU for having us. I know we're members of KGNU as well, too.
Absolutely.
And you know, really, I can't encourage everybody enough to really support KGNU. This wonderful folks, wonderful people, and they support local music. I mean, where else do you get that? So it's fantastic. But on the next break, we will be giving away a CD, South Cedar CD. We'll be giving away a Wild Mountain CD and two free tickets to our Dickens Opera House show on February 24th. So, and no need, again, no need to come down to the studio to grab those things. We're going to have them in a nice little package for you at Dickens Opera House right at the front. So just let, I think Shauna's going to be answering the phones over there. So you can just let Shauna know your name and we'll get you hooked up with that. And Madeline, we'll go ahead and give you that phone number.
I will in a second. But first, I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about South of Cedars.
Oh, South of Cedars, fantastic group. They're a great Americana group, kind of similar to us. They don't have a drummer, which is probably the difference. But Shauna Stratton does an absolutely fantastic job with lead vocals on that. And what a wonderful twists and turns every song. They've got a great fiddle player. And, you know, I tell you, just about every song will pretty much keep you on your toes. So that's why we picked that particular band to play with at Dickens Opera House. We love them. They're absolutely
fantastic. We first played with South of Cedars at Globe Hall.
At Globe Hall, yeah.
And that's how we met them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like maybe dancing in the Isles night.
It's going to be a fantastic show. Yeah, it's going to be a night to remember for sure. So.
Good. Well, the number to call is 303-449-4885. And I will say that again, 303-449-4885. The band are going to continue with some more music here. If there's time, I might be back to say good night, but if not, they'll play us out. And I would like to again thank you all for coming, and it's been great fun. I look forward to hearing more.
Madeline, it's been a delight.
I might even get along to the Dickens Opera House.
Hey, how about getting on the bus and coming with us to Ireland?
I'd love
hey,
it.
Hey, that's a great idea.
We'll let you know when that happens.
Yeah, so. That would be fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll think about that too.
And be the fourth caller coming up, and you'll get those tickets to our Dickens Opera House show.
303-449-4885. Thank you for listening. And if I don't get back to say goodnight, thank you very much for joining us in KGNU. Here are Wild Mountain.
This is a song, the very first song off of our new CD, Greengrass. This is a song called Stone, Blood, and Bone.
Spirit.
Thank you. As I mentioned a little earlier, we've got a song called Rainin' on the Run, and this song happens to be the very first song that we released off of our CD. Reason being, you know, we kind of had a little focus group that listened to all of our songs. We had written 28 songs and recorded 28 different songs. We were trying to cull them down to the best 14, and we gave them to about 30 or so different people. And this particular song came back as everybody's, not necessarily their number one favorite, but it was always everybody's favorite. So it was the one common song that was really kind of went across the board. So we decided to release this one first. This is a song called Rain and On the Run.
A man's true calling is never done. Works in rain and on run. A man's true dream is not a sight. It's where it's going or where it's been. There's a saying down below. Trust in love, who you know. A man's true calling is never done. Works in
you know, we'd like to finish off the night here. Once again, thanking KGNU, Madeline, George over there on the engineering, doing a great job there, buddy. Shauna's back there taking phone calls for everybody. Everybody's contributing tonight. You know, when we first came up with the Greengrass concept, we were trying to mix and match, and we thought, well, what's the most obvious Irish song that's out there that everybody knows? It had to be Danny Boy. And so we took Danny Boy, we took a little of the bluegrass Foggy Mountain Breakdown, we mixed it with Danny Boy. Believe it or not, we came up with Danny Boy Breakdown, and that's what we're going to end with. Thank you so much for tonight, and we've had a genuine pleasure. Thank you for inviting us into your homes tonight. Here's Danny Boy Breakdown.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. Thank you. meadow, or when the valley's hushed, and why wish not?
Buenas noches, bienvenidos a Corriente. Good evening, welcome to Corriente. Los saluda George C. Be with you from now until 10 o'clock. Cabaret from 7 to 8. How about Wild Mountain? Wow. Listen to the whole thing. Started at 7 and I thought it was a recording, and it was not. It was all live. Great show. Corriente now, 8 till 10. Then we have Heavy Set from 10 till midnight. Sleepless nights at midnight. For the background right now, El Bujo with Mañana Tepoztlán from Cenote. Go ahead and start our show. Corriente, Pistolera, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.